repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? We're ready for another one. It's Nick, it's Barry, it's Joel, it's The Usual Suspects. We take you till 4 o'clock. The caffeine's kicking in, the coffee was good. I'm back on it, and I love it. And that means you guys are going to be firmly entertained for the next 3 hours. Barry,
oh
welcome to the show.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, everyone, how's it going? Remember the micro?
Like Jimbo Fisher for the rest of the show.
Do you remember the micro machines guy? I was always so impressed with how fast he could talk. You don't remember that dude?
No. He should have been an auctioneer.
Yeah, but the micro machine guy, that's what you sounded like right there.
Really?
Yeah, Google it.
No,
it's a guy that
I told you everything you told me to Google is dirty.
No, it's not dirty. You remember micro machines? They were tiny little race cars.
I don't remember those.
Yeah, and he used to do a commercial, and he was the micro machine guy, and he just talked really, really fast, just like you did.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's what you sounded like. That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, because
you're all hopped up on speed.
Yeah. See, I can only do one coffee a day if I do it at all because of the reflux. Craig, when we're doing the Rockets games, would load up on coffee. He could just drink it nonstop. And before games, if he had a big coffee, I was like, look the hell out. I might get two words in this out the first half because he just, and woo, it helps.
Very good.
Because days like this suck.
Well, I drink a lot of Diet Coke, but like,
the new micro machine aircraft carrier playset, the dramatically detailed, terrifically trimmed replica of the real thing that holds 25 micro machines with fabulous, fantastic features, 2 totally terrific elevators, real working hoist, runway, and 2 cargo arms.
The micro machine guy's
slow. he's got work to catch.
Yeah, a mustache.
Me.
He looked weird too, right? He was like creepy looking. He looked like it would.
I feel like after caffeine, I could do the disclaimer on a car ad on the radio without having to have the production people speed it up.
Yeah.
Text like a tax title license that I think I could do that.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
I drink a lot of caffeine, so I don't think it has the same impact on me. Because like this morning I had 3 cups of coffee, like the 16-ounce cups of coffee. So I had 3 of those. This is my 3rd Diet Coke.
God. Yeah. And I can drink coffee at night, too. So.
I'll probably have one more before I leave or on the way home, a can of Diet Coke.
Really?
And then tonight, I'll have at least 3 more cans of Diet
now
Coke.
Now your body's just
Man.
Used to it.
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, if I were to have to go off Diet Coke like you do,
yeah.
Oh, no, forget it.
You'd be itching.
It's like, it was probably harder to, yeah.
Hey, I'd be like,
what's his name? The crackhead on Chappelle's Show. I mean, that guy, Tyrone Biggums with caffeine. Yeah. My headaches, I think, would be terrible. I think it would probably be easier at this point for me to quit heroin than it would be to quit
over the holidays,
caffeine.
I decided to at least have a coffee every couple days.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was like, okay, I'm going to need this now. And thankfully, I found out that I'm still off dairy. And skipping dairy can...
So you don't poot as much?
So my reflux is okay. And I don't have any issues because of... the caffeine, so that we figured that out.
So the dairy was caused you reflux?
Dairy
or
is
caused
the one
you
that was
fart a lot.
Kicking the reflux up. Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Boy, dairy's just the devil, isn't it?
Yeah, and I'm from America's Dairyland, so that doesn't work out real good.
No. You figured you'd be immune to dairy.
Yeah, the cheese, gone.
Okay.
Milk, sorry.
Well, there you go.
But that happens, because these days suck, man. You wake up and you realize the sun's not shining, and it's like, it's raining and it's not, it's kind of cold. It's just, it's gloomy.
I should be in a bad mood today. I really should be because last night, I went to the open mic at the Improv.
Okay.
And did some new jokes. One of them didn't work. That always sucks. Went home, got home kind of early, actually. I think I got home at about 8:30 and had a quick dinner. Which I'll talk about in a minute, but then decided to just go ahead and get in bed with the wife and go to sleep early. I think I was asleep before 9:30. I'm pretty sure I was asleep before 9:30.
Man,
which is awesome. But then I woke up at 11:11 and felt like I had slept for 8 hours, and could not go back to bed until 3 in the morning. And then my wife wakes me up at 6. So I went from being fully rested, like I was ready for an entire day after about 2 hours of sleep, to dragging ass and being exhausted after the same night of sleep. It sucked. You ever done that? Like, you ever?
Oh yeah.
You ever wake up 30 minutes into your and going to bed, and then you're just like wide awake? Yep. After, yeah, I got a lot done on social media after that. I was all, you know, doing stuff and.
Yeah, Lisa's whatever. Been sick, so she called in sick to work, and they said stay home another day. So
she's faking it, right?
So her hours are off anyway. Like, she normally she wants to be in bed by like 7:38, but yeah, we were trying to get her to bed early. But then I look into the bedroom and I can see the light glaring off of her phone and illuminating the ceiling in the bedroom. And I'm like, "What are you doing?" She goes, "I can't." She goes, "I'm my routine. I can't sleep this." I'm like, "Well, you know, you're not coming out of the bedroom. You're locked in. That's it. You stay in here like a cell."
Yeah.
And you listen to me. That's the way I
say. Oh, poor thing.
Yeah. That's it. Forget it.
Yeah, that sucks.
No, yeah. She's fighting it, and I don't want to get it. She's running the half marathon on Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And where so, at?
It's the Houston Marathon.
Oh, that is this Sunday.
It's Sunday. Yeah.
Oh, God. I got to tell you, knowing that it's this Sunday, I'm super glad that Houston Game Day doesn't exist right now.
Oh, the traffic is going
to
be a
bitch. Good Lord. Every year to try to get in for Houston Game Day was a nightmare. They shut everything down. And even I even ran in the marathon, and I'm opposed to shutting down traffic for the marathon. It's just like they do for these bike things. They'll shut down. And then the Galleria gets so bad because everybody wants to run through the Galleria. This is the wrong place to be shutting down roads. And then the cops get all angry with you if you're trying to go down a side street and you end up dead. It's a mess. There's got to be a better way. Just put them on the loop. Let them just run. Just shut down one lane of the loop or something. I don't know. But the Galleria and all that is just, let them run the Beltway. I bet that would be, how far is the Beltway if you went all the way around?
That's probably going to take you in no traffic. Probably, actually taking it as, like, running or, like, just
yeah,
running.
Like, if you, how, like, how many miles is the forever. Beltway?
Like, the
thing, yeah, well, I mean, a marathon takes a long time, but I'm just.
That's what I was going to say. The thing is, Lisa's like, so she's fighting sickness, but she's like, I can't have this affect my time. And I'm like, what are you trying to do? And she goes, well, if we start at 7 a.m., because the weather's supposed to be cold, too. But she's like, if we start at 7 a.m., I better be done by 9.
88 miles.
Oh, well, yeah, can't do that.
88.1 miles.
So she's going to run half a marathon in about 1:55 or less.
Okay.
I was like, well, good for you.
Well, I know that, the Hardy Toll Road from end to end is just over 20 miles. So it's like 21 or 22 miles.
So that's more, that's doable, right?
So I think what we could do is get them to start in the Woodlands and just run to the loop, and then you're done. You're out. That's the whole marathon.
And then Uber from there.
Yeah, and then whatever from there.
The thing is, right? I mean,
whatever. Everybody can meet in a Whataburger parking lot.
It doesn't matter if you run through downtown or not. The biggest thing is just make it 26.2.
Yeah. Downtown would kind of suck too, but I'm not ever around there, so that's fine.
Everything is just centered around your convenience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm glad you finally.
I'm not saying I agree with it or I will participate in that kind of rule, but I get what
you're
saying.
We're coming up on our 1 year anniversary for the show.
It's not past already?
And you're just now realizing that everything revolves around me.
We call you the commish.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I don't know. I don't like shutting it all down. Oh, yeah.
Love this song. By the way, it's a Way Back Wednesday.
Yeah, what song is this?
Jackson Brown, Gotta Be Somebody's Babe.
Gotta Be Somebody's Babe.
From Fast Times at Ridgemont High, a movie Nick has never even glanced at.
So what is this song about?
Hot Chick.
Okay. Are we allowing this, Barry?
So the Way Back Wednesday theme that Nick hasn't quite figured out yet, because of our weight loss challenge, which is right around the corner, is about pre-2000, either feeling good, looking good, or in your case, because we had to make a special prerequisite so you could get a list in, Nick, it was or workout music that fires you up like Diana Ross's I Want Muscles. So that's what we went with.
Today's Way Back Wednesday theme is songs about looking good.
So are we allowing the song?
Yeah.
Of course it is. About
because,
a hot chick.
Yeah. Okay. She's hot. She looks good.
I suggest once again, Nick, that you look at the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High. You won't regret it like some of the movies you've suggested.
Which movies have I suggested that were terrible?
Oh, how much time you got?
I don't know that he's even suggested a movie.
Yes, he has. What was the one that everybody was
Bright
killing?
Was one that that's the last movie I've talked about. And most people would say Bright was a good movie.
Bright was pretty good, yeah. It was weird.
It certainly weird.
It was weird. It was like a modern day It kind of had like a vibe like Colors, but with like dwarfs and
colors.
And fairies and what was the orcs? Yeah. That was weird.
So that's
I liked it, though.
That's our Way Back Wednesday theme.
By the way, Will Smith rocks a goatee. Just pointing that out.
So does the crying Jordan meme. Just reminding people.
Just putting out there, Will Smith goatee. Suck it, AJ. All right.
Well, I don't mind you saying that. All right, so we want to make sure that everybody gets the vibe of the day. So it's the Way Back Wednesday. That's the theme. I'm taking hour number one. Nick, you got hour number two. Barry's got hour number three on that. So we'll get that out of the way. Also, our phone number, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. You can call, you can text, or you can hit us on Twitter where it's at Barry is funny, at the producer Nick.
How about your Pac-Man Body is a Wonderland
Joel
by John
with a K.
Mayer.
At Pac-Man Joel with a K. Are you done now?
My bad.
Now what is it? Your Body's a Wonderland by John Mayer. Is it free 2000?
You know what? I felt bad because I just Googled songs about being fat, and there's a list of there's a list of 68 songs that have the title Fat in it. And I think I'm just going to use some of those. Two Fat Ladies by Paul Weller coming up.
My deal was I didn't discriminate. So if you're not going to participate in our weight loss challenge, that's up to you. But the bottom line is I threw Heavy D in there for you.
So what's the song about?
More Bounce to the Ounce, baby.
Okay.
Yeah. All See, right. I know how to follow rules and guidelines and I understand them.
It's not bad.
Work on the guy behind the glass.
I know.
All right, so we'll take a break. We're going to come back. We're going to be here till 4 o'clock, so we're going to be here for you. And if you want to participate, we gave you the ways that you can do that. Jay, we see you. We have the shortest wait times in the business now because of an official ruling. So we'll get you in right after the break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.
I'm too sexy for my love. Too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
So sexy it hurts.
I'm not going to lie. I knew you were going to put this one on your list. So
you stole it on purpose?
I did. I laughed when I was typing it in, going, yeah, I'm putting that one in there.
Okay.
That's
fine.
As usual suspects, I'm going to tap into the resource. Lisa's running the half marathon on Sunday, and she's running it for a good cause. She's running it to raise funds for CAP, which is Citizens Against Animal Protection. And those of you that know us know that we're
hate animals.
Pretty big on animals and making sure that they get the right proper treatment and taking care of the animals that you have. And she is trying to raise some funds. And so I'm going to tweet it out there. But follow me at Pac-Man Joel or check it out. But if you can donate a little bit, it would help as she's trying to raise, $1,000 or more to try and help CAP. So we'll put it out there.
Nice. Do that. At Pac-Man Joel with a K.
Yeah. And then she and her mom, you're going to go to the race? And she's like the exact opposite. Like, she doesn't want anybody around. Like, for her, when she runs marathons and stuff, I'm like, okay, let me map out the course. So, and when am I bringing Gatorade, protein bars? She's like, no, they got all that on the course. I'm like, so what do you want? She goes, well, you can just drop me off. I'm like, well, but I'm going to, I'd like to encourage you, or if you need anything. I said, are you running with your phone? She goes, yeah, I got music on my phone, and if I need you, I'll text you. I'm like, so I'm standing by on a half marathon course, going to be like, yeah, no meet love. Me at the corner of, Montrose and Westheimer in exactly 47 minutes. What the?
When I ran Starbucks? It, my family was nice enough to go. I think I saw a couple of people each in my family like 4 or 5 times along the route because they would they would get there at like mile 4 and then they would move to like mile 7 and then mile 14 and they kind of spread it out. They would bounce around. And
you ran the full marathon?
Oh yeah.
Good Lord, that's a hell of an accomplishment.
Yeah, the full marathon.
How long did it take you?
I didn't do it fast. I ran with my half sister and her friend.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, let's face it, girls are slower.
It held me up. Tracy Crowley, they're coming.
It held me up quite a bit. I think it was like four hours and 20 minutes or something like that. Not great by any stretch. But I completed it. What's crazy is you don't realize, like, I didn't drink a lot of water like I should have. Because I'm one of those guys that once I start running, I don't want to stop. I don't want to stop and rest. I don't want to stop to use the restroom in the marathon.
Well, those stories are unreal.
Yeah, but I'm also not going to, poop them in my pants while I'm running.
Lisa's told me.
Or pee.
She's run Boston.
There's people that run in diapers.
She just tells me the stories of people just let it go right in front of her when they're running on the course. I'm like, who does that?
Yeah, there's a lot. But, I mean, if I had to poop, I would stop. And I'm not going to just start pooping in my pants while I'm running the marathon. It's not worth it.
No doubt.
I'm not out there competing for the cash or anything. So we ended up stopping a couple times because they had to pee. You know, it's just typical, right?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. But I didn't drink a lot of water to save time from the times that we stopped. I drank a little bit, but not as much as I should have. And I was so dehydrated when I got to the end that as I was running by, my family ended up getting a spot at the barricade right there by the finish line. So when you're running down the main stretch, you can high five people.
Yeah.
And I high fived, I think it was my mom or my sister, my older sister. And my ring actually, like, somebody grabbed my hand and pulled my wedding ring off my hand. That's how much.
Yeah, like dehydrated.
I had to stop, go back, run, and find my damn ring, which cost me a little.
Screwed your time all
up.
Yeah.
It would have been 419 and not 420. But then the worst part was I had told my little sister, I said, man, I can't wait because I was trying to eat healthy and while I was training for, because I was, there was one point, I think I ran like 70 miles in a week or something like that. So I was trying to eat healthy and all that. And then I couldn't wait to, all I wanted when I finished the marathon was to have some cheese fries from the Outback. I used to love Outback's cheese fries. And so I had made everyone that was involved, we were all going to Outback after the marathon. So everyone was like, that's fine, whatever. And I was so sick that I couldn't eat. I couldn't get my head up off the table to even look. That's how sick I was. I just laid there with my head on the table for 2 hours while everyone ate and celebrated and had cheese fries. I felt so miserable because I didn't take care of myself while running the race. I don't think I ate for like 36 hours. I was just so just messed up from it. So the running was great, but the ending and the few times after that sucked. And I don't think I ran again for like 8 months. I'm just like, I'm swore off any kind of exercise for a while.
She's gonna go to work the next day.
That's crazy.
Yeah, but partly because they love her so much that they didn't give her the day off and she tried. But at the same time, she's qualified for Boston. I mean, she runs marathons like nobody's business.
Yeah,
so that's why I don't even doubt her when she says it starts at 7, so I'll be done before 9. I'm like, all right, cool.
Yeah, that's good.
But yeah, she goes to town on those things. I'm like, when we go to play basketball, we'll play for 2.5-3 hours. She's on the treadmill the entire time we're playing basketball. Who does that? I mean, from a treadmill standpoint, I just don't get it.
Yeah, I tried to do the 10 for Texas in the Woodlands,
mm-hmm.
like a couple years ago, and I like half-ass trained. That was the one I got passed by an old lady. Like, she just ran past me. And I was just, that's when I was like, okay, I'm done with my racing career.
Now, Jay was here. Jay left. Jay wanted to talk about the marathon. So, Jay, if you get a chance, call back.
Yeah.
Jerry, is this the Jerry who wants to talk about Barry?
Hey,
yes, it is.
What's up, Jerry?
Jerry?
What's up, man? Long time no talk.
Happy New Year, brother.
You too. Hey, Barry, you got to be careful, man. I just did a quick calculation of how much caffeine you drink a day.
Yeah.
Between your Diet Cokes and your 16-ounce coffees, you're drinking like over 1,000 micrograms of caffeine a day. So easy. Because you're not really supposed to drink more than like 400 a day.
Let me know when you get to the bad part.
Yeah, what's your point?
No, you got to be careful, man. You're going to mess up your heart. And the other thing is if you drink all that diet drink, your body thinks you're consuming calories. And when there's no calories because they're all zero calorie, your body... it wants to like rebound and it makes you more hungry. So you gotta be careful. You're doing that weight loss challenge there, and you know you're sucking down all those Diet Cokes, not helping you. Telling you
why? So why can't my body have all that caffeine? Tell me, Dr. Jerry. I don't understand. You said it's bad.
Well, you're doing it. It's not good for your heart.
Well, you act like
you can get like caffeine. You could die from overexposure to caffeine. I mean.
Jerry, you could die from overexposure in a buckle dressing room, too.
What's that?
You could die from overexposure in a buckle dressing room, too. These things happen. You got
to
live your life.
I've never been to the buckle. Your words are hurtful. I'm tired of having this conversation with you about that place. Okay?
Okay.
I go to Lucky Jeans, buddy boy.
Lucky. Oh, I bet.
Anyway, more ways than whatever. Well. Go easy on the caffeine, man. Your freaking heart's gonna
Jerry
explode.
Jerry cares, Barry.
And Joe, man, we gotta play some ball.
I know. I'm ready. Okay, I'm gonna bring my $400 shoes.
I know you will. Oh, my God, I just want to see them. I just want to touch them and see what it's like to have such awesome footwear.
Nick, isolate that. That's scary, Jerry, right there. I just want to see them and touch them. It's just that scary, Jerry. Now I may not show up. All right, Jerry. Appreciate the call, brother.
That got weird at the end.
Yes,
I'm not going to lie. You just, y'all made that real awkward.
Oh, it's always on us.
I wasn't talking, so who else was it?
He's concerned about you, too. Let's be.
It was. Somebody said, Barry, do you actually pee or does Diet Coke and coffee just come out? No? So.
But with all that caffeine, don't you like pee like Mountain Dew? Doesn't it look like Presto?
No.
Really?
No, not really. I mean, I pee a lot because I drink a lot. So, yeah, that's a thing. I mean, you guys know that, how many times during the three-hour show that I leave to go pee.
It's a lot.
But, well, it's no different, I don't think. It doesn't look any different, I don't believe.
NASCAR Johnny says, just made my appointment to get truck leveled tomorrow at American Wheel and Tire. Nice people, great prices. Thanks for the recommendation. Tell them I said hi, Johnny. They're great people.
Good stuff. Yep. Good job, NASCAR Johnny.
Yes, outstanding stuff.
By the way, NASCAR Johnny... his wife hooked me up. I got a shout out to Willens Eye Care. Went out there. She took care of me. Nice folks out there. She is very nice. So
people helping people.
Much appreciated.
That's what we do with the suspect.
Yeah. In fact, I got to go get my new glasses.
Okay.
I got the transitions. Yeah.
I've heard you've been transitioning.
The what's it called? Is it transition lenses? They go from regular to bifocal.
No, transition lenses are the ones that
get dark when you go outside.
Yeah.
Oh, I got progressive lenses.
Yeah.
That's going to suck. I'm just telling you now. You guys are going to have to deal with me for a while I'm blind.
Eric says, Barry, you're going to develop kidney stones from that garbage. That dude is right. You could die from all that. And what's going to tell you? So I just did.
Let me live my life, guys.
Stop, Barry.
Let me live my life. I got to pee. Let's go to break. That.
All right, we're going to break. Coming back with a whole lot more, and we'll keep you updated on our weight loss challenge, which is going to start next week. Don't worry. We're going to keep you informed and get you on the right path on that as well, because we're here for you. You're here for us. You're the usual suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Put the black coat on.
This is dumb.
Run on. Is this on my list?
I believe so.
What is this?
Is this NXS?
Beautiful Girl?
Beautiful Girl? Yeah.
Unless I got it wrong.
No, this is Lisa put this on there. Because this is a song she played for Taylor and loved when Taylor was born. But now it's also like a song for anorexia.
Is it?
Yeah. That they use it as a song to either make people aware.
I thought that song Beautiful by Christina Aguilera was used a lot for like anorexia and stuff.
Possibly both were, but yeah.
Okay. Right. Hey, anyway. I was up front. I wanted to grab this thing from Healthy Gourmet because I wanted to see what's going on. Which, by the way, shout out to Healthy Gourmet.
They brought the meals?
They brought some meals in yesterday. And I was like, all right, let me try this. And I've had three so far. So I had the jambalaya, and it was good. Mm-hmm. All right. But then I got to see what the other ones that I ate. I had the enchiladas.
And the jerk chicken, didn't you?
No, I took a picture of them. The jalapeno ranch enchiladas and the barbecue pulled pork.
There you go. Jerk chicken, pulled pork, same difference.
Dude.
Now, you stunk up the whole room.
Now, the enchiladas were... So, if I was rating it, I would go jambalaya's third place, but still good. I added some hot sauce to it, and it made it perfect. Second place was the jalapeno ranch enchiladas. They were really good. But first place, the pulled pork plate. Oh, it was so good. There was like there was sweet potatoes on it and spinach and the pulled pork. Dude, it was ridiculous. And that you saw how big the thing was, right? 240 calories. That's ridiculous.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So
that's what we said.
Shout out to them for the meals. They were amazing.
Yeah. Greatest thing about what we're trying to do here is we're not trying to get you just portion controlled meals. They're good for you. They taste good. They're low in calories. You're getting what you need.
Yeah.
And that's part of this whole program. Like we said, don't sign up just to try and win the contest. And by the way, promotions came in to start talking about prizes.
Put the hammer down.
There's going to be some good stuff for you people to walk away with. And the people that are jumping on board to sponsor this whole thing are gonna put their product where their mouth is, and you guys are going to love it.
Well, I know Healthy Gourmet said that they're going to everyone that signs up and gets weighed in officially, right, that gets to, because, so, first of all, we have to clarify. We have to specify something. Yesterday, you said you could weigh in by video. Our promotions people slapped our hand and said, nope, not happening. So if you did weigh in by video, if you sent a video, sorry, you're gonna. I'll reply to your email and tell you, hey, our official promotions lady said no, she doesn't trust anybody. Everybody cheats. You could set your scale back. Stuff we didn't think about. So you got to go to a location, which the email packets are going out, I believe, tomorrow, she said, as the official day that the packets will go out with the rules. Right, Nick? Did she say tomorrow? She said
hopefully she'll have rules by tomorrow.
With the weigh-in locations and all that. So plenty of time. Do not worry. We are mere days away from it all kicking off. Mm-hmm. But you can come up here and weigh in if you want to. 5353 West Alabama. And I was up front grabbing this postcard, and I was talking to Esme because there's a scale out in the lobby here at 5353 West Alabama. Esme said, make sure you tell all the listeners that Sexy Nurse Esme is here weighing people in. That I'm going to be in a nurse's costume, and there might even be a cough check.
She said that? Because otherwise you could be in a lot of trouble. I'm just saying.
And I said, Esme, you know I'm going to go say those exact words now that you've greenlighted. She was like, no, don't you do that.
Too late.
So, no, but Esme is out front. You get to meet Esme, sweetest woman
in
the world.
Great lady.
Yeah. Super awesome. So come by, get weighed in. The prizes. So Healthy Gourmet is giving everyone that signs up and gets officially weighed in, you get three meals from them.
Yep.
That's badass.
It doesn't cost you anything but time.
No. Yeah. You just show up, weigh in, or go out to like Houston Family Nutrition, 900 Love It, weigh in. And when you do that, you'll get three free meals from Healthy Gourmet to kickstart your weight loss.
So essentially, Jordan already signed up for like six people. Because he took 18 meals out of the box that was supposed to be for us.
You're such a jerk.
So, I mean, he's already good for like six different signups.
Yeah. Did you eat any last night?
I did not.
No?
Because I stuck to the salad diet.
Okay. Well, good for you. I did eat the pork rinds too, by the way.
Oh, you tried them?
I did. So big ups to, what is it, Rudolph Food Company?
Yeah.
And Southern Recipe, because I stayed here for open mic. I was hungry, and I had all those bags of pork rinds.
Yeah.
I tried. So my wife, I took them home and gave her the kimchi barbecue, and I tried those. Not a fan. Didn't like the kimchi barbecue. She did. She loved them. I was like, no, that's not me. But I did have the sea salt and black pepper pork rinds.
Mm-hmm.
I could replace chips in my life with those.
Really?
Yeah, I absolutely could. And they're a lot healthier.
Yes.
No carbs, and like, I think a whole bag.
They're gluten-free.
Yeah, the whole bag was like 280 calories. I could replace.
Little ups to AJ, who took your pork rinds and got his own box that he strolled in to start his show with.
Oh, stealing ass AJ.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry.
Lord.
Because I told him I wasn't going to eat any. It was all for my wife, because she said she'd eat them. But then I tried some on here, so I can't believe you're not a fan. You just
no, I got even Salisbury was talking about. Salisbury's family had a farm and raised a lot of pork and pigs and things like that. And he's like, yeah, man, that's not only acquired taste, it's an acquired smell. And it's the pork rinds are tough, man. My dad grew up with the real thing,
yeah.
The real hardcore pork rinds.
Which is just like they just skin
like
the back of a pork of a pig, right?
It's just their skin. It's like grizzle. Yeah, it's.
Is it? Is it the pig fat? Like, what is it really?
So.
Original pork rinds were just pig fat?
I think so.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's just like eating crispy fat, which some people enjoy.
Ugh.
I would just not be one of those people.
Like, that's why I like ribeye steak, though, because the fat around the meat, like you, I was teaching my younger sister when I had them over for their birthday, she cut all the fat off of her ribeye and moved it aside. And I was like, what are you doing? That's the best part of, that's why you eat a ribeye, is because of the fat that's on there. She's like, what do you mean? I was like, cut a piece of meat and then cut you off a little piece of fat and combine them and eat it. And it just like she completely blew her mind that she had been eating ribeye steaks wrong the entire time. That's the whole reason you get them. That fat content.
We got that whole educational steak thing from B&B Butchers.
Yeah.
That was pretty amazing.
That was badass. We need to do that again for free. I don't have the money to pay for that.
Exactly. Line that up.
Don't have the money.
All right, so continue to roll on with the show, and we'll continue to keep you updated on the Weight Loss Challenge, which is going to start next Tuesday because it's a holiday Monday. But we will be working, Nick and I and Barry, because we're warriors, because we've committed to you.
Damn right, we will
that
be here.
That means you will be off, but we will be working for your listening enjoyment. News of the day, more offensive and defensive coordinators around the league are being fired. Darrell Bevell, the latest, the offensive coordinator for the Seahawks, who was there for 7 years, he gone. So if I was to give you a list of quarterbacks who will have new offensive coordinators in the coming year, it's a pretty big who's who. It starts with Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Russell Wilson, Cam Newton, Andrew Luck, Derek Carr, Eli Manning, Alex Smith.
Wow.
Some pretty big names.
Yeah.
So a lot of changes they are going on there in the NFL.
It's that time, though. I mean, it's that time of year, and a lot of those folks will land somewhere else on another staff or get another job in college.
Yep.
Other
news of the day that has everyone chatting in here in Houston. Your World Series champions are supposedly on the cusp of acquiring pitcher Gerrit Cole from the Pirates. Now, all the rumors were out there with all the big-time writers saying it's done. Then it wasn't done. Then people, Allison Footer was out there saying, look, people, for you panicking that it isn't done, it just means you're... Normally, they're trying to get in touch with all the players involved in the deal before they finalize it. For one reason or another, it isn't done, but now I'm actually hearing from people, sources that I know, that are saying, thankfully, if you're an Astros fan, they're not right now looking like they're going to have to give up the farm to get him. Right now, I'm hearing it is Martez involved in the deal and not Whitley.
Okay.
And Derek Fisher. So if you had to give up Derek Fisher and Martez for Gerrit Cole, I'm doing that deal yesterday. I'm good with that.
Like I said earlier when they were talking about it's either Kyle Tucker or Whitley plus Derek Fisher, the reason I didn't want to do the deal was twofold. It's not giving up the prospects necessarily, because the main reason I don't like the Gerrit Cole trade is because the Astros don't need another starter. They don't. They have enough starters. If you were out there trading for Britton or somebody, a closer like that, that you, as a can't-miss ninth-inning guy, that's different. But the other part of it is, you know, we talk about not being able to keep this roster together for too many more years, and there's going to be some guys that are gone. And if you think that Kyle Tucker can play center field, well, then maybe you don't worry about letting go of Derek Fisher. But I think Derek Fisher, to me, is the guy that replaces George Springer, because I think George Springer is going to be the odd man out. When you look at this team and you got to figure out who are you not going to pay in the lineup, they're not letting Altuve walk, and they're not going to let Correa walk if they can help it. So I think the odd man that they're going to is Springer. I think you can let Springer
walk. We had
several
national baseball writers on that said of the core four, Bregman, Correa, Altuve, Springer, one of them has to go.
Yeah, for sure. And probably two, but you're lucky because Bregman is a couple years behind the rest of them.
Right. And when I say has to go, not because they want to get rid of him, because they can't afford all four of them.
Right. And so, yeah, so to me, you keep that infield up the middle together as long as you absolutely can.
Yeah, I'm focused on Correa and Altuve first and foremost. And like you said, Bregman's down the road a little bit, so that helps you.
But
I love George Springer. I just don't think they can afford to keep all of them.
He is the catalyst of that offense. There is no doubt.
And the locker room.
Yeah. For both of those. But at the end of the day, everyone in there knows that this team isn't going to be there forever because they can't afford everybody, because they have so many stars now in that lineup. So, you know, of the ones, you'd be foolish, first of all, to let Altuve go. He's the next face of this franchise. He is the face of this franchise. I mean, he's the next Bagwell Biggio, and I think Correa and Altuve is the next Bagwell Biggio combination that you should see here until they retire. Now, is that going to happen? Who knows? It depends on who their agent is and how much money they have or they want, and you know, the extras. Do they want to be in L.A. or New York and get that spotlight? But to me, at the end of the day, this Gerrit Cole talk in the trades, I don't like it.
I like it simply because what they did in the playoffs, they can do again.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be with those same guys, but you saw what Charlie Morton can do. You saw what McCullers can do. You know Peacock has been great in the bullpen as well as he was a great fill-in as a starter. There's so many different options that you have because of the guys that you, the integral pieces that you can change around, that because people weren't exactly enamored with what they've done to the bullpen so far this year, it gives them more options to at least just add better arms in the bullpen.
You can never have enough starting pitching. That's the first thing that anyone will tell you in baseball, the golden rule. You can never have enough starting pitching. So from that standpoint, I get it. And I'll be the first one to admit that last year when they went out and got this some dude named Charlie Morton, I was like, that's a stupid move.
I was with you. I remember the day
when they signed Josh Reddick, I said, well, why are they settling? They're just going out and getting like the number 14 free agent just because he's cheap. And both of those worked out really well.
Yes,
one for the regular season, not the playoffs, right. but the other one and Morton both. So, hey, who am I to judge? Maybe they get it right.
All right, so we're working on hour number one of the 3-hour extravaganza. We're going to be here for a while. Why don't you join us as we continue to roll on? It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel, it's the usual suspects, back with more ESPN 97.5.
This is the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back to the usual suspects on a way back Wednesday when we find songs pre-2000 that have something to do with looking good, losing weight, or in Nick's case, his playlist.
Just whatever.
Working out. Yeah, it just depends on what Nick can put together
whatever
for a list for hour number three.
Yeah.
Siri, right now he's talking to Siri as we speak, trying to get the next song on his list.
We need to do that again. We need to mess with people's phones. Remember when we did the, Google, and then everybody's phone went off?
Apparently it was really working on the Android phone.
Yeah.
Yes.
But yeah.
Real quick, I did want to make mention when we were talking about the trades, and Fred Fowler from the Blitz wrote something on sportsmap.com.
They love us.
About the trade, and he had one great point that I didn't mention that we haven't mentioned about adding Cole and why it makes sense. Mm-hmm. And his point was, if Keuchel decides to leave, you have a backup option because you have Cole under control for the next 2 years. He's arbitration eligible, but at least you have him under team control for 2 more years. So that is one of the things that if you were trying to convince me, if you told me that, that's a great point in why you need to go out and get another starter, another top-line starter. So just wanted to mention that, and you can read more of that at sportsmap.com.
Yeah, get to sportsmap.com because it's a great site for everything going on with anything with Houston sports. So that's always good as we take care of a little bit of housekeeping there. Also, by the way, we call it the usual suspects because you guys normally participate on a regular basis. That means the HR&P listener line is the way to go. You can text that line. You can call that line, 713-780-3776, and or if you want to reach us via Twitter, you can also do that as well. But the HR&P listener line, always open 24/7 for you, the listener, to participate in shows, but especially ours because we like to have you part of the big show. With that being said, we mentioned the Astros news. We mentioned the new offensive coordinator being searched for in Seattle. The Texans are still in search of their general manager as they continue to do interviews both internally and externally. Your Rockets on the court tonight against a Portland team that went into Oklahoma City last night and walloped the Thunder. They had all their pieces. Portland playing without Damon Lillard took care of business. Pretty impressive week for the Spurs for the Blazers. They beat the Spurs on a last second shot by CJ McCollum. Last night, they beat the Thunder in OKC without Damon Lillard because McCollum went nuts again. And tonight, they play the Rockets. Talk about trying to make a statement in the West that they still will be reckoned with. Portland playing some good basketball.
Yeah, they find themselves 3 back of Minnesota in the division. In the conference, they're sitting 5th, 6-4 over the last 10. They're a team kind of making a move. They're a ways back still in the conference at 10.5, but, I mean, it's one of those, you know, the basketball, just like baseball, it's a sprint. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So they've got some time to make up some ground and get a, you know, they're only 5 games back of the Spurs, which blows my mind. Because the Spurs have struggled a little bit. They're not the typical Spurs that we've expected.
But again,
they beat them with a game winner. C.J. McCollum had a game winner and beat the Spurs. So.
But without Kawhi Leonard, it's been impressive what they've done. But again, usually you're used to the Spurs being a couple of games back, and they're already 5.5 behind the Warriors as well. So
they're only 1.5 behind the Rockets, the Spurs. And now Leonard is out again with a partially torn left shoulder muscle. So therefore, when you look at it, they've played about 90% of the year without Kawhi Leonard. Don't tell me Greg Popovich is over the hill or not a great coach. To have basically played the full season without their version of James Harden and to be 1.5 behind the Rockets for the second best record in the West, that's pretty damn impressive.
It is, but it's not your typical. I mean, they already have 14 losses.
Right.
In the past, you wouldn't expect the Spurs to have 14 losses.
No, but there's more parity across the league.
True.
As a whole.
No doubt. And again, without Kawhi Leonard, that's going to happen. But
I was telling Nick before the show in the production meeting, Minnesota took a few more years than we thought. But the addition of Jimmy Butler has quietly been huge because don't look now, especially with Harden kind of falling off the MVP radar because of being out with this hamstring. Jimmy Butler's having an MVP season, and he is kicking ass, taking names. And who'd have thought that the Timberwolves would have the fourth best record in the West?
Yeah.
They're playing some ball. Tom Thibodeau and the team he's put together playing some ball up there in Minnesota.
Especially when he brought a lot of the players from the Bulls squad. You thought, what is he doing?
Teague.
Yeah.
Butler.
You're like, hold on, this may not work.
I've always been impressed with Tom Thibodeau and his ability to coach.
Yep, you should.
He was a guy, in fact, when there were discussions about bringing in Mike D'Antoni, I think Thibodeau was available.
I think he
had just gotten hired
by the Bulls.
By the Timberwolves. Because was this his first year?
Oh, you're right. Timberwolves, yeah.
Yeah.
Though this is like his second year.
I know it was around the same time, and I was really hoping that the Rockets would have gone out and gotten Thibodeau, and then the Wolves announced that they hired him. That was disappointing to me because I love the way that dude coaches.
Well, his coaching tree, under the Jeff Van Gundy coaching tree, you look at Steve Clifford, and hopefully his health is getting better, but Steve Clifford was doing a heck of a job with Charlotte, and he's the head coach. He was an assistant here under Van Gundy. And Thibodeau was here under Van Gundy, and he's proven to be a great coach. A lot of his scouts are assistant coaches. Kenny Atkinson, the head coach of the Nets, was the player development guy for Jeff Van Gundy. So the Van Gundy tree is kind of like the Bill Walsh tree in football, but it's pretty salty.
Yeah.
It's pretty good.
I was looking at the standings and the stats and everything, and they give you the plus minuses and all that. One thing they give you is the last 10 games for each team. Of the top 8 teams in the Western Conference, there's only one team that hasn't won at least 5 of their last 10 games.
That'd be Houston Rockets.
Yeah, they're 3-7 in their last 10. Everybody else is at least 5-5 or better. Over their last 10 games.
And tonight,
scuffling would not be the worst.
Still no Harden.
Bad.
Still no Luke Mbamute and no Nene. So 3 still in street clothes for sure as they take the court against the Blazers tonight, Nick, as you prepare for your jaunt over to the Toyota Center tonight.
Who do you think is favored in the game?
Tonight?
Yeah.
At home?
Yeah.
And coming off a back-to-back for Portland, I would think it's the Rockets.
Okay. Kind of surprised me a little as much as they've been scuffling.
But at home and not coming off a back-to-back, you would think that factors in.
Yeah. But, I mean, as bad as they've been playing.
Well, I hear you. You know, and again, Chris Paul's having to shoulder the load, and Ryan Anderson is still pointing to the roof and hoping that it opens up and has a breeze that blows a shot in the rim. But other than that, yeah, I mean, look, we said when they were rolling on 14 in a row, hey, it's a long season. You're going to have some ups and you're going to have some downs. This is definitely a down.
This is a down.
Hopefully they pick it back up real quick when Harden gets back. Because now the report is coming out of shoot-around in practice yesterday, Harden's close, and they expect him back next week. So that's
really? Cool. That kind of surprises me because I'm sitting here thinking maybe they go Greg Popovich on everybody and let him rest a little.
Well, they said
save him for the end of the regular season or the
point
playoffs.
Next week.
Okay.
So that's good news.
Patrick P. Randizzle on Twitter sent us a tweet that said Ed Orgeron drinks 8 to 10 Monster Energy drinks per day. So you guys can get off my back.
You know what he says after every one of them?
What?
Go Tigers.
He finishes everything with Go Tigers.
That may explain why he's a tad chubby.
Go Tigers.
There's a lot of calories in an energy drink.
Yes, there is. And there's a lot of caffeine.
Yeah.
Both. All right.
Well, we got hour number one in the books. That means one in the books, two to go. Plenty more of the big show. If you want to join, as we've given you the number, the HRP listener line, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Back with a whole lot more as we open up hour number two. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.